Good afternoon. Welcome to another episode of Logan's Devotions. It's great to be together. Wonderful to open up God's Word for another day and see what He has to say. We're turning through to 1 Corinthians chapter 16 again, but before I read our passage, let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for your Word, and we do pray that you would encourage our hearts, help us to understand, and help us to put into practice the things that your Word calls us to do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 1 Corinthians 16, verse 13 and 14. Be watchful. Stand firm in the faith. Act like men. Be strong. Let all that you do be done in love. Well, this little section here, these two verses, might seem like a bunch of disconnected, random commands, exhortations, imperatives from the Apostle Paul. But they're really beautifully interconnected together into one strong exhortation, one very strong command for how every believer is to act. It's very fitting for the Corinthian context, given that everything's gone before, as we think about them seeking to be faithful to God in the midst of a crooked and twisted generation, just as we find ourselves today. Paul has given them many instructions. He has called them to a faithful response, and then he gives this wonderful, glorious exhortation. And I'd like us just to consider all five aspects of this exhortation as they connect together to make one real command. Firstly, Paul says, be watchful. Why does he tell them to keep their eyes open? Well, he tells them to keep their eyes open because they have an enemy. They have an enemy that prowls around seeking someone to devour. We're told throughout the scriptures that we have an enemy and that he is seeking to make a train wreck of believers. And so we are to be watchful. We are to be guarded against him. We're to be alert. You see, the problem with the living in this world is that we are quickly distracted from the serious nature of the walk that we find ourselves in. We are surrounded by an enemy and a world which wants to distract us from faithfully walking before Christ. And so this command to be watchful is an exhortation to keep our eyelids peeled, to keep them open for that which would distract us from that which would draw our attention away from Christ, from that which would seek to remove the joy of our salvation. And there are many things that do that, right? We can think of just little things like TV and the internet. We can think about little things like work and family that can distract us from what's truly important. And so Paul calls us here to open up our eyes and be on the alert, to be on guard for that which would distract us from following the Lord faithfully. But if we're going to do that, we're going to be needing to do something else, and that is standing firm. So he says, be watchful, stand firm in the faith, or standing firm in the faith. If we're going to walk faithfully before God, then we're going to need to know what we're standing in, right? You can't be watching, you can't be on guard if you think about a soldier on a wall, unless you know what you're guarding, unless you know what you're standing upon, unless you know what you're watching out for. And so we must plant our feet in the faith of Christ, in the faith of the gospel, in the word of God, and then be watchful from that position. We need to make sure that we're not moved from the truth, that we're not moved from that which God would have us do. If you think about all the commands in Corinthians related to sexuality, related to the Lord's Supper, related to men and women acting appropriately, all of them can be summarized in this word, standing firm in the faith. We are to be on guard, like one of those English soldiers outside the palace with those funny, fluffy hats, who stand rigidly on guard, never taking their duty and letting it go slack, but always being prepared to intervene and act for the sake of the royal family. That's how we're to be, but for the faith, standing in the faith, on the faith, by the faith, not having the faith so much behind us that we're protecting, but the faith is the thing that we are rooted in. Because it's the faith of the gospel of Jesus Christ that is going to keep us standing strong. But in order to do that, we're going to need to act like men. Now, you might need to ask yourself at this point, what does Paul mean? Is Paul telling all believers to act in a masculine way? No, he's telling them to play the man, to act courageously. He uses this imagery, this picture of a man who is acting courageously for the sake of others. You can think of a warrior, you can think of a soldier, you can think of a husband protecting his family. That's how we are to be. As we are watchful with our eyes open, standing firm on the faith, we do it with bold courage. And that goes for all of us, whether you're a woman or whether you're a man, whether you're an adult or you're a child. Now is not the time for childish behavior. But now, as believers, we are called to act like men with strength and courage and vigor. Because the devil will seek to attack. The devil will seek to dissuade us from what is right. But in order to do that, we're going to need to be strong. And so the Paul says, be watchful, stand firm in the faith, act like men, be strong. Now this, interestingly, is in the passive voice. It's not so much go out and find strength, but use the strength you've been given. God has given us strength in order to stand firm and be watchful, in order to play the man. Christian walk is not for sissies. It's not. It's hard. It's work. It's laborious. It's tiring. And so we need to use the strength that God supplies in order to follow him, in order to resist the devil so that he flees from us, and in order to flee temptation so we don't fall into it. But how are we to do all of this? Are we to do all of this like boxers who have no concern for those around him? No. We are to do it with a mind to the household of God. And so Paul says, let all that you do be done in love. So as we're being watchful and as we're standing firm in the faith and acting like men and being strong and courageous, we do it out of love for those around us. You see, we desperately need one another in this fight. I cannot fight the fight of the faith by myself. And neither can you. The church is only as strong as all the different parts within it. And this is equally fitting for the church at Corinth, which really lacked love above everything else. And sadly, so often today in our church, the same is true, isn't it? How many churches can we look at which lack love? Which might be really strong and courageous, but completely unloving? We need both. It's not one or the other. We don't love at the expense of courage and spine of steel. And we don't have spines of steel at the expense of love. So whatever we do, let us do it with love clothed over us. You see, God has called us out of this world. He has set us apart. He has redeemed us at the cost of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so since we have been purchased and brought out of the world and separated from the world and brought into the kingdom of light, so we live like people, like citizens of heaven. And we do so by being watchful, by being courageous, by standing firm, by acting like men, and by doing it all with love. Because those things really are characteristics of the citizens of heaven. Let's pray. Father in heaven, thank you for this exhortation. Help us to do it, for we recognize we are weak and we often fail. Forgive us. And by your Spirit, empower us to live faithfully. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.